After long, bloody, and costly U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the American people are decidedly not looking favorably on President Obama's plan to intervene militarily in Syria's civil war. A Washington Post-ABC News poll released on September 3rd found that by a margin of 59% to 36%, Americans oppose a U.S. attack after the Obama administration announced they had high confidence that the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad had used chemical weapons against his own people. Opposition to U.S. intervention in Syria was bipartisan, with Democrats and Republicans both coming out equally against the plan that is now being debated in Congress. The president sought and received conditional support in his campaign to win congressional authorization from Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, Mr. Obama's 2008 presidential election opponent. McCain, who was one of President George W. Bush's most vocal supporters of launching the 2003 war against Iraq, has stated his intention to expand U.S. military involvement in Syria beyond President Obama's pledge to limit U.S. intervention to degrade and deter Bashar al-Assad's capacity to use chemical weapons. McCain and other war hawks want the U.S. to reverse the situation on the battlefield and more actively assist rebels in overthrowing the Syrian government. With over 100,000 deaths and 4.5 million internal and external refugees thus far in the Syrian civil war, as well as violence spilling over into neighboring nations, there are many warning signs that U.S. military intervention could trigger unintended and dangerous consequences. Your reporter spoke with Jennifer Lowenstein, Associate Director of the Middle East Studies Program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Here she talks about what the American people should know about Syria and the possible costs of any future U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war.
In 1982-83, Hafez al-Assad, the former leader of Syria, wiped out the Syrian Muslim Brotherhood. He did not want any kind of Islamist threat in Syria, and he was a bloody dictator who wasn't going to negotiate, and as a result, Syria has been, up until very recently, one of the only Arab nations that has not had a so-called threat from Islamist groups. That is one of the reasons that makes the current situation so interesting, I suppose you could say, from an historical standpoint, because now what's happening is that Bashar al-Assad, who is a secularist, he represents Arab nationalism, Arab unity, not Islam, not having an Islamic government, but having an Arab national government, which is something one would think our government would want. That is what he represents. Suddenly, he is faced with an opposition that is, it's not monolithic. There are many different groups within the opposition, but the strongest groups in that opposition are Islamist, are exactly the kinds of groups the United States fears most. They are Salafi groups. They are extremist, fundamentalist, Sunni Islamic groups who want to make or turn Syria into an Islamic state as interpreted in one of the most rigid ways possible. And here is the United States basically, when it comes right down to it, funding these groups. Now, if somebody heard me say that, they would say that's not true. We're funding the liberal opposition, not the Islamist opposition. But the fact of the matter is, even with oversight committees, there is absolutely no way of tracking where our funding or our guns or any kind of humanitarian or non-lethal support is going. And the opposition is fighting amongst itself. The strongest group is the Jabhat al-Nusra, which is an extremist Salafi group. It's the kind of group that is allied with al-Qaeda. And so when people accuse the United States of being on the side of Al-Qaeda, there is a grain of truth in it, because they are the ones coming out ahead if we go and strike Syria, if we strike Bashar al-Assad's government and his chemical weapons supply, which I happen to think is a horrible thing. I'm not happy he has chemical weapons. But there are other ways of handling this than militarily, and that's what people don't understand.
Jennifer, as you look at the plan by President Obama, if he gets his congressional approval to move forward with airstrikes in Syrian territory targeting Bashar al-Assad's military, what are the consequences, in your view, internally, in terms of the possible escalation of the fight inside Syria?
It'll become much worse. It'll become worse. Right now, the Syrian government is significantly stronger than the opposition. That is a fact. If the United States goes ahead and strikes the Syrian government, one of the consequences is that it will be weakened, possibly significantly. So you're sort of leveling the playing field. And what is that going to lead to? That's going to lead to more intensive fighting, not only between the opposition and the Ba'athist government of Assad, but among the opposition groups. As I said, there already is a great deal of fighting among the different opposition groups.
The civil war in Syria has spilled over its borders with hundreds of thousands of refugees,
yes,
millions, in fact, flowing into neighboring countries like Lebanon Jordan. And there are episodes of violence now in Lebanon we had not seen before. There's unrest in Turkey. What are the consequences in terms of the external reaction if the United States proceeds with a bombing campaign against the Syrian military?
We forget that this is not just a civil war in Syria. So there's a political war in Syria between the opposition and the government. There's a sectarian war in Syria between Sunni and Shia or Alawite. There is a war in Syria in which the United States is fighting Iran. There is the Israeli-Palestinian war playing itself out in Syria. There are Kurdish elements that are playing themselves out in northeastern Syria, around Iraq. In other words, there are half a dozen other conflicts playing out right now in Syria that will almost certainly worsen if we bomb Syria, if we continue to play the card of violence, that we're not going to get anywhere. We're going to go to a much more dangerous, much more violent and volatile place if we offer violence as our answer.
That was Jennifer Lowenstein, Associate Director of the Middle East Studies Program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Find more news and commentary on the Syrian civil war and U.S. military intervention by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.